This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer, in for Scott Simon. Today is the first full day of marriage for Prince William and his new bride, Kate Middleton. The British royal couple married yesterday at Westminster Abbey, with the world watching. Much of the build-up focused on how foreigners, especially Americans, seemed more obsessed about the event than people in Britain. Still, thousands of Britons flocked to the wedding. NPR's David Green went to find out what they were looking for.
During the week, things weren't looking so good for the royal wedding. Rain was forecast, and people like Jay Solomon were dampening enthusiasm. His T-shirt read,
"Never mind the wedding, let's go to the pub."
Yesterday morning, those dark clouds were lurking. Still, people began to fill into St. James's Park along the route to Buckingham Palace.
Good morning. Just had a cup of tea, so we're awake.
Carol Samples and her husband Paul are from Yorkshire. They got a hotel in London for several nights. Mrs. Samples assured me that she doesn't usually wear patriotic headgear. Something overtook her.
I'm normally a very sensible woman, but I've put something on my head.
Little Union Jacks kind of dangling off.
Off your... Which wobble?
In fact, the Union Jacks, the red, white, and blue British flags, were everywhere, draped around women's shoulders, on men's ties, and lining the avenue where the royal couple would take their ceremonial carriage ride. For Americans, maybe all this looked like Britain's version of the 4th of July. But for a nation that doesn't often celebrate national identity, this was rare.
We never show flags, no. Never, ever show flags. We don't normally do this, so it's nice for us to see, because we see other countries and they display their flags and we just don't. It takes something like this to think, you know what, come on, let's do it.
Inside Westminster Abbey, a beaming Kate Middleton elegantly walked down an aisle that was lined with 20-foot trees. Her groom, the prince, was dressed in bright red military garb.
Our Father, which art in heaven.
Only 1,900 people were on the guest list to be inside. That's where the outdoor sound system came in. People packed into London's parks and streets were able to follow every last moment, even take part. They sipped champagne on the grass while singing with the choir and reading the prayers.
The fact that they've made it so public and they've really tried to get everybody involved is really nice.
That's Alice Wells, a 19-year-old college student from Rochester, England, who sat on a blanket with her sister and dad. Alice said she's felt a sense of connection with this young couple who are in line to be king and queen.
It's nice to see them blossom together. The fact that they went to university and they grew up together. And they obviously had the break before, and now they're together again and they got married. It's a really nice love story.
Her father, Geoffrey, recalls another bride, the late Princess Diana, giving that same feeling of accessibility to an earlier generation.
I remember watching their marriage, and of course all of that went wrong, and it's very disappointing and sad, and so now it's a fresh start.
That rain never came. In fact, the sun burst through by late in the day when I met a woman named Anna Webster Tomlinson. She was strolling near the Thames River pushing a baby carriage. Her 14-year-old dog, Posey, was aboard. The dog attracted attention all day because she was wearing a tiara.
All these men that are interested. And it took us over 3/4 of an hour to cross the bridge.
The men all had a crush on your dog.
Men had a crush on the dog.
Can you kind of capture this day for me? I mean, what was most important to you? What struck you?
Yeah, this day was very special for Britain as a whole. It's brought Britain together. It's made Britain happy. We need this.
If people here needed this, it was for different reasons. Tomlinson, for her part, wanted to get past the lingering sadness over Diana. Others said this was a good excuse to smile in tough economic times. Whatever the deeper meaning, Britain once again pulled off a celebration in royal fashion. David Green, NPR News, London.
Well, have a lovely time in Britain.